athletes from around the world are competing for Olympic medals, but they didn't get there without a lot of preparation and effort. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we're reflecting on training both in sporting events and in the Christian life. And then you'll also hear how God's moving among the Druze in Syria. Good news on the way. And we'll start with the 23rd Olympic Winter Games, which have begun in Pyeongchang, South Korea. No matter who you're rooting for, it's amazing to watch athletes from around the world compete in sporting events after years of intense training. Ron Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says the Winter Olympics remind him of Colleen O'Connor, an Olympic athlete he knew before she was a champion.
Every morning at 5 a.m., when everybody else was still in the sack, she was at the local ice skating rink. Skating.
O'Connor eventually competed in figure skating at the 1976 Winter Olympics in Austria. But Hutchcraft shares,
I know how she got to be a champion. It was 1,000 invisible mornings when no one ever saw her. But those invisible mornings is what made a champion.
And when it comes to missions, Christians want to do great things for God. However, being a spiritual champion doesn't mean having charisma or being up front.
It comes from having a non-negotiable daily time in the presence of Jesus himself, where through his word you become a little more like him every day. And as we watch people competing in the Olympics this year, let's let it be a challenge to our own hearts of how you get to be someone who can represent not your country, but your Savior. And that's by spending the time in all those invisible mornings to train with him.
Next, imagine living in a region that's so cold, a warm day is one that's still below zero. And now imagine living there without heat. For many people in Russia and other parts of the former Soviet Union, this is their current life. But Slavic Gospel Association is trying to meet the physical and spiritual needs of these people who often don't have enough food, let alone money, to provide heat. SGA's Eric Mock shares,
through our compassion ministry, we're bringing food to them. Through Operation Winter Warmth, we're helping warm their home. And when they see that, they're stunned. They express, how could people that don't know me care enough to come over and take care of me? And their hearts and their minds are open to the truth of the gospel.
And there are more cold months ahead.
And by God's grace, the people in America have an opportunity in partnering with SGA to make an impact, fulfilling the Acts 1:8 view that we have there of how Christ moved forward from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. They are our ends of the earth. And through this partnership, people here are able to make an impact.
There are ways that you can make a difference in this story. Get the details at missionnews.org. And many in the West have never heard of the Druze people. But Arab for All Ministries reports that many in this ethnic and religious group are coming to faith. The director of Arab for All says,
years ago, we planted a church in Lebanon among the Druze, and God gave us another vision to go to Syria. And we planted another church in Syria, and many Druze come to the Lord and start through the new leaders, small groups. And now the ministry is growing, like in every village, every city in Lebanon, Syria, and also Jordan.
Recently, he spent a week with Druze believers, and he led Bible studies to encourage the believers in Syria, because even in the midst of great growth, Druze believers are facing struggles.
They became like strangers in the family when they believe in Jesus. So our strategy is to teach them how to stay in the society and show the love of God through Jesus without telling we are Christian. They can say, we are followers of Jesus Christ, even if we are Druze.
The Druze church in Syria is growing, but faces daily persecution. And they're also in need of more church leaders to disciple them about Christ. Let's ask God to encourage the believers there and provide more resources for the body of Christ in Syria. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.